Day, December 14th, 2017. I'm Beckler.
I am Shauna.
Today is, today is payday, but today is like payday eve.
It's pre-payday.
Do you get paid at midnight tonight? Is that how that works?
No, we get paid at like 3 or 4 in the morning or something. I know this because when I was very poor, I would be counting on that money down to like the minute. So I figured...
You're telling me that this is the last day before I wake up and then I'll have money tomorrow.
Yes.
So.
Yes.
While I'm sleeping. Okay, good.
Yeah.
Desperate right now.
Oh, my
Desperate
God.
Desperate times.
This time of year, my God, I'm at that point where, like, my credit card's just racking it up, and now I don't care anymore. I'm just like, let's just throw more on there for shits and giggles.
We have a line of credit. We're doing the same thing. Yeah. McKenna will be like, line of credit? I'm like, and we laugh like crazy people because we're digging ourselves into debt, but really, what other option is there?
I don't give a shit. Cha-ching.
I've always said that, like, when you're doing well with money, then you're very careful. But as soon as you fall really far behind, you're just like, what is money, really?
I know.
I'll buy everything because this is just a concept.
Money is just a thing, okay? Experiences are better.
Also, when you have money and like things break in your life, you get it fixed right away. But if you're poor, if you're broke like we are right now, then if something breaks or goes wrong, you just like wait and
you
hope
just
that
throw dirt on it and just deal with it later.
Let's see if it figures itself out, and then if not, we'll deal with it when it becomes something you can no longer ignore.
Well, I started to realize, like, we were talking earlier about how I used to eat out so much, and for a good chunk of time I was always like, where's all my money going? And I always felt kind of poor, but like I'd always have enough money for things like snowboarding. I made sure that's the case,
right?
But then when it came down to like basic needs, like a pair of pants, because my pants are all ripped, I'd be like, can't afford that. No,
nope. Do without pants.
Yeah, forget it.
Well, yeah, we talked about this today on the show. We figured out where your money was going for a long time. Yesterday on your newscast, you were talking about how the cost of food is expected to rise in Canada for 2018. Correct?
Yes.
To up to about 12 grand a year.
Yep.
Per family of four.
Yeah, I think it was like another $400 a year on average or something that they were saying.
Yeah, and a big part of that is that Canadian families are, and Canadians in general, are just eating out more often.
Yeah.
And that kind of reminded me of, you used to eat out more than anybody I think I've ever known.
Yeah. Yeah, I went through a bad phase for a while.
Yeah, when your boyfriend was living here, you told me that you guys would only make one meal a week at home.
Yeah.
The rest would be restaurant meals.
One to two, but yeah, probably on average one.
So
the rest were eating out.
5 or 6 nights a week eating out, and then lunch every day from somewhere, right?
Yeah.
So what, we did the math one time, and I forget, we figured out what you were spending per month on restaurant food, and it was mind-boggling.
Yeah, I think, well, let's say on average, like one day on the weekend would be about $100 a night.
Right, you go out, you have some drinks.
Yeah. And then every other night was about $50 a night, probably. So between, you know, let's say that's right there, $100 plus 5 times 50.
$350
plus.
And then your lunches?
Lunches round up to 4. Sometimes you'd have a really rough weekend and 2 nights were a lot of money, so it could be 5.
So between $400 and $500 a week.
Yeah.
On just rest. So that's two grand a month almost.
Yeah.
Almost 2 grand a month just on rest. How did you like pay rent? That is crazy.
I don't know.
And now, I used to go out a lot more, but now that we have 2 little kids, I would be on the opposite end of that. I would spend maybe $50 a month eating out.
Which is crazy.
Because it's just no fun. Like, it's no fun taking the boys out to a restaurant. They go crazy, and you're like, why are we spending all this money just to fight with them? We should be at home. Jonathan Torrens always says, like, when they go out to eat, they, like, order the bill and the drinks and the food all at once.
Smart.
He's like, we got about 15 minutes till the wheels come off the bus here, so let's get this going.
Yeah, that's a good way of doing it. Sometimes I'd do that even. Sometimes you want to run away after. So it's like, I know I want this much to drink and this meal, and that's it. Out.
Let's get her going.
Let's go.
What are you down to now? What would you spend a week on food now?
Out?
Yeah.
I'm probably down to like $100 a week, maybe.
That's probably pretty average, I would say, for people our age.
Maybe a little bit more, let's be honest, but significantly less. Like, our schedules have changed now. So now I eat a lot more at home because I'm not staying out till super late having drinks and food and stuff every night.
The drinks is what kills you, isn't it?
That's it. You have 2 beer and that's $20 added onto your bill, right?
Yeah, like $8 or $9 a beer plus tip.
Yeah,
that's $20 right there.
So now I've just eliminated the food and I focus only on the beer. Makes things much cheaper. BNS in 20
minutes or less. Earlier this week on the show, we were laughing about the Slovakian tradition that Christmas presents don't come from Santa. They come from baby Jesus.
Yeah.
Which I guess is really no stranger than Western Christmas beliefs about Santa.
No, I don't think so. Although I think we found one that tops that. In Spain, they have something called the shit log. This is an actual tradition, okay, in Spain's Catalan region, and it's amazing. It starts December 8th. Parents bring out what they call the happy log, and then every night leading up until Christmas Eve, the kids have to feed this log dried nuts and nice things. They have to be nice to the log. And then on Christmas Eve, they beat it with a stick. They beat the shit log with a stick and yell for it to shit out candy. Actually, like, it is the reference here. This log shits out candy and presents down the line.
That one might be stranger than any of the others.
It's known as the traditional whacking of the festive shit log. That's what this whole tradition is known. Why is it called a shit log? Why?
Because you're trying to make it shit.
Right, right. Okay, so there's actually a song that goes along with this as well.
Shit log, shit nougats, hazelnuts, and mayo cheese. If you don't shit, well, I'll hit you with a stick. Shit log, shit nougats. The word nougats, too.
I think it's nugget.
Yeah.
It's a shit nugget.
It's a song about a poo nug.
X92.9. Fiddling with Shauna, she plays that dang thing fine. Fiddling with Shauna on X92.9.
Do we have a prize today for fiddling?
Oh, we do. Do you think I remember what it is? It's going to be a full-out surprise for everyone involved. So we do have something to give away, though.
Shauna's going to fiddle a relevant tune, and then you have to call in at 238X929 and guess it correctly. It's that simple.
Yeah, yeah. This one is, fitting?
Yeah, for sure.
Should I say anything more? Or?
No.
Okay.
Do we know what the prize is?
No.
We don't?
No.
Okay.
It's still a surprise, so you're going to win something special, though, I promise, okay?
Well, here it is.
Yeah.
Nostalgia.
Yeah.
Nostalgia.
Right?
238X929 if you think you know what that tune is. And
it's a classic for me. I hope somebody gets this.
We'll hook you up with something if you get it right. We don't know exactly what yet.
Some little goodie.
Maybe something from Shauna's car. Something we found on the floor in the backseat of Shauna's car.
Oh, I see some Windex over there. Do you want
a pair of panties or something?
Okay,
oh, there go the phone lines.
I don't have panties.
We're playing for panties?
Whoa.
X92.9, do you recognize that?
Is it Christmas Time Is Here, the Charlie Brown theme song?
Very well done. I didn't even know the name of the song, so you're extra correct.
Well, the theme is
Christmas Time Is Here. Oh, that's right, yeah.
Right?
Yep. That must have been sung by a boys' choir, because that's way up there.
100%. Hey? That's why, like, I could barely get up there myself. But boys, before they hit puberty,
What's your name?
My name is Jenny.
Jenny. Well, you win the mystery prize, which definitely isn't a pair of Shauna's panties.
That's just disturbing. Yeah. Why would you say this?
I'm just trying to picture what would be in the backseat of your vehicle.
I thought you were just going to say, I'm just trying to picture your panties. And I'm like, whoa,
no.
This is just disturbing.
I think we'll get Jenny some tickets to the Dude's holiday show or something. That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, I think there's probably an apple core back there somewhere. For sure. Actually, I know there's a can of beer. That's for sure.
You should get rid of that. You could get an open liquor ticket.
I know.
That happened to my friend.
I'm going to be followed home tonight. That's for sure.
I think I've told you this story. I don't know if I've ever told this story on the air before, but I have a friend who... basically pulled himself over and got a ticket. He was just driving and there was a police car driving behind him. And he's like, this guy's following me. And his friend was like, no, he's not. He's just driving around. Don't worry about it. No, I'm pulling over. So he pulled over and the police officer was like, well, that's suspicious.
Yeah.
Threw his lights on and pulled up behind him. And when he came to the window, my buddy rolled down the window and said, what's your problem, officer? And the cop was like, all right, get out of the car, I guess. Something weird's going on here. And he found one cooler rolling around in the back seat that somebody had left on the way to a party, and he gave him a open liquor and vehicle ticket. he was not getting pulled over. Like, he gave that to himself.
Your buddy is not the brightest crayon in the box, is he? Like, not the sharpest tool in the shed.
And 20 Minutes or Less podcast.
That friend actually listens to this podcast regularly. Hello, Noah.
Hi, Noah.
The next time he's in town, we'll have to get him to come in and tell some of his stories, because he has, like, dozens of stories that are better than most of the stories that I've ever heard. Things that have happened to him.
It's great having a friend like that. Just someone who maybe not that they're dumb, just more adventurous, right?
So yeah.
They have these ridiculous stories to go with it.
He lives hard and fast, and it's hilarious.
I have a cousin like this.
And he just happens to be really funny, too. So
genius.
We'll make that happen. The best thing about the Charlie Brown Christmas movie is how Pigpen makes the snow around him dirty. Imagine, like, if you were so dirty, you're like a human vacuum bag, and the snow is dirty wherever you walk.
So, people, like, the odd person used to call me Pigpen, but it wasn't the dirty. It was because, like, I never brushed my hair, and I'd have, like, pine cones in it. So they're like, you're like Pigpen. And I'm like, but I wash. I just don't brush.
You were in a cloud of dust?
No. I definitely shower very often. But, yeah, the whole... Okay.
You're clean. You're just not combed, right?
I know. I just, my hair doesn't comb. It just doesn't happen. So I look like a train wreck sometimes.
This is pretty interesting. If you listen to the radio station, you'll know this. But if you just listen to the podcast, you won't. We have one of our big clients, our big advertisers on the station, is a clinic that does vasectomies and circumcisions. And we got a call from a guy who was very upset recently that we would be airing commercials for circumcision, because he was very, very much anti-circumcision.
Yes. And to be honest with you, when I heard this at first, I didn't realize what percentage of people actually get circumcisions anymore versus don't, like for their kids, obviously, when their kids are born. And you were telling me that it's what, 30% now only?
It depends where, which country and even which part of our country you're looking at. But I know that it's changed a lot over the years based on what doctors are recommending at that point.
Right. Because I assumed that it was still the majority of babies were getting circumcised, and it's not the case anymore.
I don't think so. In Alberta here, it's 44.3% as of 2007. I would guess that would be even lower now.
Crazy.
And it's kind of interesting, because I have two boys, and when they were born, we had to make this decision of whether or not we were going to circumcise them, because you got to do that pretty soon, right? And so I started doing some research, and I wanted to be well informed on it. And what you'll find is that the people involved in this debate are intense. Like, this guy was intense.
Yes.
He kept making the comparison between male circumcision to female genital mutilation.
Yeah, he was saying that if you circumcise your kids, you are mutilating their genitals.
You've mutilated their genitals.
It was like, okay, hold on, because parents don't do this to mutilate the genitals. They're doing this because they think it's of the best interest of their kid.
Right. They're not like, oh, obviously, let's wreck that kid's dick. They're like, no, what's going to be best for this kid as he grows up?
Yes.
Whereas female genital mutilation is done for completely different reasons. It's done to remove pleasure from the woman.
Yeah, that's terrible.
And it's terrible.
Disturbing.
It's a terrible thing to do.
Yeah.
Whereas you're right. Like, you got to look at the intention of the parent. And I think the anti-circumcision faction use the word mutilation because they know that it's so graphic.
It's
they
harsh.
Know, yes, it evokes an emotional response. So when they throw that out, you mutilated your kid's genitals, it's like, whoa.
Yeah.
That's quite an accusation to level against a parent, like you said, who just wants what's best for their kid.
Yes. And, like, I don't know, again, I don't know what's best. I haven't done the research myself on this, so I will remain open to either side. But yeah, you can't use the word mutilate. Like,
I think one of the big problems that people have with circumcision is the fact that it's a big reason that it's done is cosmetic, right? It just because it looks, I guess, cleaner, but I don't know if, like, cleaner is the word, because that is how the human body is naturally, right? So I get why there's opposition to it. I also get why parents do it, because they say that it's easier to clean, less likely to be infected. I don't know if that's true or not, but that is one of the arguments that's rolled out by the pro-circumcision side of this.
Interesting.
Yeah, but there are people who are very passionate about it, and you'll have a hard time having a level-headed conversation with some people about it.
Crazy.
Yeah, it is crazy. Pretty crazy. It's a big decision to make on behalf of somebody.
Absolutely, and I totally understand that. But again, it's always interesting when there's somebody who's so passionate that, yes, you can't have a level-headed discussion with, because it's like, that doesn't help your cause if you aren't willing to accept other sides and maybe discuss it further and instead just go, no, you're mutilating your genitals of your child. It's like, okay, well, you're pushing me away from your side of the argument now.
Yeah, you're saying that I'm a horrible person.
Like, you can't call names. Like, just have a civil discussion. Explain to me why I should agree with you.
For the record, and I don't know if this is even my place to say, but we decided against circumcision for both of our boys. I did a ton of research on it, and it basically came down to, this is a big decision to make on someone's behalf. Mm-hmm. So I hope my boys don't get older and say, Dad, why didn't you do this? If they want it, they have to get it done as an adult.
Yeah.
I have a friend who was circumcised at 14, and he said it was the worst experience ever.
I can't even imagine that.
Yeah.
That is terrible. I mean, I guess it would be just as terrible as a baby, but at least maybe you don't remember, right?
Yeah. Whereas if it went the other way and we had chose to do it and they grew up and said, Dad, why did you do this to us? I would feel just horrible, right?
Yeah.
At least this way I can defend myself to them. I can feel good about the decision that I made eventually.
Things that I would never even think about. Like, that would be so stressful to have to make that decision. Like,
if you ever
have a boy, you
might have to.
Can I talk to them? Let me communicate with my child and see what they would prefer.
Blink twice if you want to be circumcised.
Poop your pants if you don't.
Oh, there it is. He pooped.
VNS in 20 minutes or less.
For the last 2 weeks, we've been taking classic Christmas carols, holiday carols, your favorites, and fixing some of the lyrics that aren't politically correct anymore.
Well, it's funny because all of these holiday carols are from a long time ago. They're from times when things were a little bit different and people weren't quite as offended by everything. So we need to fix that.
Well, this one today was actually written in 1979, and you think maybe people would be a little more enlightened by 1979, but
no,
problematic lyrics galore.
This is Holiday Carols for 2017.
Grandma got run over by a reindeer. That's elder abuse, and elder abuse is a serious issue and probably shouldn't be joked about in carols.
Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. Did Grandma at least have mace? You can't let her walk alone at night. Everyone is a sexual predator. Do not let Grandma not have a rape whistle, okay?
You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but then you're a Santa denier, and denial is a serious, serious problem in our society today. We have climate change deniers. Don't be a denier.
But as for me and Grandpa, we believe. Which is a good thing. You better believe. I wish more people believed. There's a lot of people who don't believe. Believe all victims, okay? Believe all women. The Calgary Philharmonic Orchestra is offering everyone in Canada a subscription to this, like, learn about music site. Have you seen this?
No.
Okay, so what it is, it's this site that they want to try and promote music literacy across the world. So it's a site that you can learn all kinds of things about music from. And normally it's a fee and you have to sign up and then you can do all these exercises and do these cool interactive exercises and that type of thing. And the Calgary Philharmonic said, well, for Canada's 150th, we'd like to give everybody in Canada access to this site for free.
So when you say learn about music, what does that entail?
So they do all kinds of different things. It starts with like a beginner program and then it goes to advanced. And I guess it takes about a year to get through all of it. But what it is things like how many beats. They'll give you a type of music, some piece of music, and they'll say how many beats are in this and you'll have to count, or they'll say how many different drums are being used, how many notes are being played at once, and it's just all this basic stuff that, you know, you progress, so it starts easy and gets a little bit harder, and then you go through these levels and it teaches you just how to listen to music,
how to listen to music, so how to like better understand what's happening in the music.
That's it.
That's actually a really cool idea.
It's wicked.
Like, if you understand what's going on, you're going to have a much deeper appreciation for it. And that's not just true of music. That goes for anything, right? That goes for, like, if you work in film, you probably really appreciate things that most of us don't when you watch a movie. Art is a big one, I think.
Yes.
Like, I know what I like in terms of art, but I don't really know any of the technical aspects of it. I don't know often even what the artist is really trying to say. And, like, when I hear someone who can really break that down, it blows me away. Like,
well, and sometimes it's what to even look for.
Yeah.
So you'll look at a piece of art and, you know, you'll see the surface and you'll go, okay, well, I immediately can have some sort of reaction to this. But same with music. Sometimes you get this first immediate reaction, but you don't really know what to look for, what to explore further, maybe ways to appreciate it a little deeper.
Mm-hmm.
So that's what this does.
That's super cool. And it's free.
It's free. And it's something that normally would cost a fair amount of money. I was trying to find out how much it is normally. I don't know. But if you are interested in music at all, it's actually really fun. I tried last night and was messing around with some of the exercises, and it's all completely interactive and something to
How did you do? Because you're a classically trained violinist.
So. I did really well in some of it, and then some of it I didn't do as well. There was ones about layering notes and harmony and all that, and that stuff was really easy for me because I grew up learning that way. The drum beats and stuff I didn't do as well at because I've never really played the drums. So I didn't know what to look for. So.
That's my time to shine.
There you
go. Hey, maybe together we could get through the program.
We could do it. We could get 100%.
You've been listening to the BNS in 20 Minutes or Less podcast. You want more? Then tune in to X Mornings with Beckler and Shauna live on Calgary's alternative X92.9. Monday through Friday, 6 to 10 a.m. Mountain Time at x92.9.ca. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast and have BNS in 20 Minutes or Less downloaded daily to whatever device you use. Later.